You think I'm cosplaying a ninja? You have no idea who I am. I don't know how I got here, or how we met. But you're looking at me like you know who I am. I'm Sasuke Uchiha. And you... who are you? Am I supposed to know that? An admirer. It's interesting. But why should I keep talking? Why am I here? Did you bring me here? Is that it? I'm surprised. You're surprisingly honest. That's what's making me shocked. You remind me of a certain idiot. Don't even ask. How do you know Naruto? No matter. Send me back home. You can't? This is unfortunate. I believe your words for now. But this place is strange. The walls are... it's like they're closing in. Not in that sense, but... I can feel it. I need to sit down. Do you also feel uncomfortably hot? I need something. I need you. Damn it. I hate that I'm saying this in this moment. It's pathetic. Needing someone else. But... I'll forgive you, but only this once. Only this time. I do want it. And so what? Are you here to mock me? Or admire me, like you first said? Be true to your word. A shinobi doesn't back down. As for you, us, this, I wonder, could this be some sort of manifestation? A place of your desires? I'm sure you feel this when I touch you. But even then, why am I here? Why do I feel so... I feel enamored by you. If you want the truth, that's it. You seem amused. And not shy about how much you... you're interesting. But... too much at the same time. Speak if you're going to, but get a little closer. This isn't easy, no doubt, for both of us, but I think that fate is inevitable here. My ninjutsu doesn't seem to be responding. And my training is useless, as I feel in the face of something far too powerful, a compulsion, like I'm an animal, and like you're... Don't look. It's shameful for me to be aroused by a complete stranger. How pathetic. I never once thought I would get to this point. Foolish girl. What makes you have so much faith in me that you would kiss me? in my time of desperation. Don't tell me it's okay. You feel this too. I see your legs shaking. Then what? You want to give in to whatever cruel desire put us in this lewd room? Is that it? You might have a point. Perhaps it's the only way to escape. I see no other exits, and I sense no walls breakable, not even by my strongest ninjutsu. This is trouble, but I'm beginning to think you're more trouble than the room. How can you be so painfully attractive, yet so potent against my trained body? I'd be a liar if I said I wasn't pent up. It's because it's always about serious, dangerous, terrible things. It's always about getting stronger. I need to surpass them. I need to be the greatest. Nothing else will surpass my... Don't you listen to someone when they're speaking to you. If your hands wander like that, of course I can't focus. Focus. Fine. Have it your way. If you're going to be this way, I'll join you in that little fucking arouse. Look at you. Your body is practically on fire. How could a girl be this lewd? And right in front of me. Fine then. I'll give you what you desire. This train and turned body. Savor it. Because this might be the only time we meet. If you don't, you'll regret it. I can sense where you're weakest. A trained professional could never go wrong. Not in a field that's so close to ninjutsu. Love making. It's every bit something I learned by association. And you, with this lewd body, I'll make you regret the day you challenged me to sexual combat. What am I saying? It wasn't about us being equals. We could never be. But more about our stupid little situation. You feel that. The fingers of a trained shinobi. Now cry out my name. It's the only way I'll be satisfied. Cry out in pain and pleasure. Or just one of the other. Though by the looks of it, there's no pain, and only pleasure as my fingers explore your inside. Take it all then. You're the pervert, not me. The way you move your hips in accordance with me. That move of submission is wise. You will be mine in this moment. It is serious, a matter of pride. Your eyes tell me more, beckoning something that words cannot convey. You, but a pervert, alongside my own perversion, I will take you. Don't regret it when you feel how big I am. Take it all. You asked for this with those bedroom eyes. Don't regret it now. What's the matter? Crying out my name make you feel it? I felt you squeeze down on me when I told you, commanded you, your body resoundingly submissive to me. It's like you were born to be in this moment. Is that it? Is that it? You little pervert. Be mine in this moment. Submit to me, and me alone. My power, my control over your body. I feel it. Sharingan. You feel it more, don't you? This prison of your own mind. You can feel the pleasure mounting. Now let's see, when you don't have a limiter, how much your screams fill this room.
I'm sorry, by the way. I know I'm being unreasonable, but you're too cute. When you cry out, I need to hear more. I need to feel more of your squeezing down, your clamping down on me. I must. My insatiable lust won't allow anything more. Take it all. Take it all from me. Who's your master right now? Who's your master? Yeah, the master of that lewd little body. I want you to feel it. Neither of us, probably. But my mind slips further every time I thrust into you. It's dangerous. Hold on to me. We're falling. Falling. Still coming. Bear with it. Safety. At last. We escaped. But I've made a mess inside you. You don't seem the slightest bit disappointed in your circumstances. Is it because you know more about me? Or you're just happy you've had this fateful romp with me? No matter. I wish to hold you. To feel your insides even more. Though I apologize for the circumstances. As a proud shinobi, I feel I've wronged you, and I want to apologize. Bold, even as before, despite our circumstances, you must know what it means to be around me. I wouldn't suggest it, and I wouldn't. You won't take no for an answer. So if you follow me, I suppose you should. Decide for yourself. Your strength, your willpower, and your desires will define you. Don't stand by the back of a shinobi. Prove yourself by my side.